Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
Including Intuka, trying to smash it into one word.
And inform you in the afternoon.
Tuka puked on his pad.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, final hour, Felger and Maz here. This Thursday, July 5th, Jim Murray and Sean Silver in for the guys today. Show, of course, is being simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. If you were listening in the last 20 minutes or so, you know that the show has been loose today. It has been because, frankly, I've glazed over in boredom. With a lot of the stories that have been bandied about over the last week or so. There's only so much LeBron to L.A. talk. And is the NBA ruined now that the Golden State Warriors got Boogie Cousins talk I can do? Backup goalie talk you can do in your own time.
No Halak.
No. Hey, good signing.
I liked it too. Upgrade.
But other than that, what can you say? You can rely on this guy a little bit more to be a starter for stretches. If Rask looks a little bit shaky or he has a groin injury, there you go. I don't know how much more you want to expound on that. Hey, it sucks they lost out on Jonathan Tavares. What else is there really to say there? Still, we'll be happy to discuss if you'd like. I'm kind of everything's been sucked out of that sponge when it comes to this kind of thing. So it's kind of loose here. It's July 5th. Everyone's on vacation. And one of the things that we opened up talking about today was Julian Edelman's suspension, because that came down late on July 3rd. Everyone off yesterday. 4-game suspension upheld. I don't think there's any kind of conspiracy behind the timing of the news. It's just as simple as the NFL hates their players, especially star players like Julian Edelman, getting popped for PEDs. It's not anything beyond that. I don't think that the league has it out for him. Like, this has happened time and again throughout this league. A guy at 32 years old has a catastrophic knee injury. He's trying to get back as quickly as possible. In that first week of OTAs, some of the clips that are being shown, Edelman has the same burst. It looked like he had the same, the same quickness and everything. It's like, oh, okay, all right. Well, so when he gets popped for it, I mean, come on, unless you have your head in the sand, like, I don't know how you can be surprised by this. He did it. I don't hold it against him at all because, again, it's a guy in his 30s coming off a knee injury like that, trying to get back and earn that money. I have no problem with it, especially in the NFL, of guys taking stuff to get back or at least to maintain throughout a season where they're abusing their bodies in ways that you and I can't even comprehend. What I didn't really like about this was that he tried to get off based on a technicality, because first of all, Edelman publicly claimed he had no idea what he did when the news broke. Okay, then he appeals, but part of the appeal was not the notion that he didn't do anything. What the appeal was two things trying to get off on a technicality. If it can work for you, fine, I guess. It did work for Richard Sherman like 5 years mm-hmm. ago, whatever it was, when he was with the Seahawks. But I thought the appeal alone made him look guilty. Like, you did it, dude. Like, it's okay. Like, that's the NFL. Guys get popped. Because he was appealing on loopholes. The first was, someone screwed up the paperwork based on how you read this thing. So it sounded like either someone didn't dot an I or they got chili all over the damn thing because they were eating tachos. Or the other notion that the substance itself was new and not recognized by the league's testers. So I should get off on this. And it's similar to the notion, and I said this earlier that spice, or K2, which is that horrible stuff that they sell over the counter, is not an illegal drug because its exact chemical structure was not written into the law as illegal, which is just stupid. Like, and anyone with a medical card would know, like myself, you don't ever want to touch that stuff. Go with the real stuff at the dispensary. Mm-hmm. So regardless, he's nowhere in the appeal did Julian Edelman deny that he took anything. He took something. Like, it's no problem. I think we can all live with that. But I just thought he kind of looked foolish even fighting the thing in the first place in terms of a loophole,
Well, he said on Instagram that, he didn't really know what was going on. He seemed very remorseful there and also taken by surprise. So, I mean, if I'm getting my news from Instagram, which a lot of people are, I'm seeing, one of my heroic players on the Patriots just really confused and remorseful and, really in a bad place.
Yeah, I think he knew he got popped. But
The follow-up, I mean, it fits the blueprint that, all these other offenders, I mean, remember the Ryan Braun thing?
Right.
And Sherman, of course. It's, you'd like to think that, your team is doing things the right way. There's already been an enormous amount. Oh, I'm
That's
saying
that old Jesse the Body line. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
No.
Absolutely.
Win if you can. Yep.
Lose if you must.
But always cheat.
Yeah. Bobby Heenan used to add the never get caught.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Of course, both of you wrestling fans, just like that.
Waffling with a tire iron. But as far as Edelman
kick
goes,
him while
yes.
he's down because he's easier to reach.
as far as Edelman goes, I mean, yeah, I'm with you, Jim. I think that there's been enough doubt cast on this franchise. I mean, no, I'm not going to bring up Deflategate.
Well,
right
so
now.
Here's the
I'm
one
not
thing
you're going to do.
One,
can't
so,
do it.
Yeah, what? You said Deflategate. The Patriots weren't deflating balls. I'll take your answer.
Does that mean I need to leave right now?
I'm glad you mentioned it, though, because this is where this thing could potentially get really annoying, is that it might not be over.
Yeah.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, tweeting yesterday, or July 3rd, rather, after this news comes out, with suspension upheld by the arbitrator, Edelman now faces decision to accepting or push on if he feels arbitrator erred in overlooking procedural missteps. May not be over yet. And my advice to Julian Edelman would be this. Dude, stop. Stop. It didn't work for your Binky and Tom Brady. When he tried to fight it and take it to the courts, it didn't work. It didn't work. It's not going to work for you. Sit the four games. You did it. Accept it. Let's move on. And you know what? I'm not even that worried about it with him being out for that first month. You look at the slate, a little bit tough, especially those first couple of games. Deshaun Watson will be back, in theory, for the Houston Texans. They've given them trouble the last couple of times that they've played them. So you're opening against Houston. You're at the Jacksonville Jaguars, who gave you a hell of a game in the AFC Championship game. And then at Detroit, which I think is a Sunday night. And then at home against Miami. At worst, they'll be 2-2. Like, I'd be kind of stunned if they ended up opening 1-3. And I know they were shaky in the first month and a half last year. They'll be fine. They'll be fine without Edelman. And I actually try to look at this with a bit of a silver lining, and that Edelman, coming back from a catastrophic knee injury, will be likely in better shape towards the end of the season. You know, kind of how Tom Brady, I think, actually was better off for having to serve that for, you know, the first four games that he had to serve a few years ago for his suspension that he ended up having to, you know, fall on his sword and take. Like, it sucks, but it ain't that bad. You know, have Sony Michel, their number one pick, who I think is going to really benefit in this offense. The running backs are going to be involved in the passing game. Gronk's going to be there. You got to figure he's going to be dialed in, and you still have the best coach and quarterback combination in the league. They'll be all right.
If Edelman takes this and doesn't make the rest of our summer miserable by having a federal appeal hang over our heads.
Oh, God.
I'm curious if you think, Jim, they are going to go to the run game. Yeah, we already established that. But out of the receivers, who do you think has the best opportunity to take a step forward in the next four games? Because we already know their depth is a little more limited, and they could probably use a guy to step into a role where he's comfortable and be there for the rest of the season. Not Philip Dorsett. We've already established that.
No,
so
I am a I am
Kenny Britt guy. Maybe
I am bullish on this Riley McCarron, who they got off the practice squad from the Houston Texans last year. Am I going to pretend that I know about Riley McCarron and how he played in college? He was an Iowa Hawkeye? No.
Well, I took a stab at Colin Sexton from Alabama earlier. That's the least you could do, Jim, is give us a Riley McCarron.
Here's what I like about Riley McCarron and why I'm bullish on this guy. It's that he was referred to by his former coach, Bill O'Brien, as a Wes Welker clone. And you look up to this kid, and you watch some of his videos, and granted, it's just, you know, highlight videos, so you always got to take that with a grain of salt. But in some of the YouTube stuff, I mean, he looks like an Edelman or Wes Welker clone, and if anyone's going to turn that guy, this nobody, this Riley McCarron, this practice squad player from the Houston Texans, into the next one of those guys, it's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It's this team. So Riley McCarron, who apparently looked pretty good in the slot in some of these OTAs, if anyone's going to pop, I think it's going to be that guy. So that's a name to remember. I don't think a lot of people, you know, I mean, your hardcores know who Riley McCarron is, but your casual fan, I'm sure, will be like, if he does, if that guy has, like, any big game in those first four, people all of a sudden are going to be buying McCarron jerseys, and he's going to be the next one of those guys, the speedy white slot guy that gets his, becomes a name thanks to the Patriots and this offense. Riley McCarron, that's the guy. So who are you going with again?
Oh, I don't know necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I was just
putting me on the spot.
Well, you know, me for being the A1, you know, basketball fan first and foremost. I know that the Patriots are your lifeblood here, so I just wanted to tap into that, Jim. Tap into some of that wisdom. You know, maybe a little bit of your fandom. Who's the guy you're rooting for? I'm always rooting for Malcolm Mitchell out there. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Oh, I love
this guy
him.
Here.
I just don't feel like that knee injury feels like it's just going to be a lingering thing there. And, you know, he had such a good Super Bowl there, and that went against the Falcons a couple of years ago. But it just feels like every time you look up, you're reading about him. Oh, no, back on the bike because the knee's acting up again. Like, it just feels like we might have saw what all we're going to see with Malcolm Mitchell in the Patriots uniform.
As a basketball fan and a football fan having a discussion, Malcolm Mitchell kind of seems like he might become the Leon Poe of the Patriots.
No.
Just an unfortunate, you know.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, Jim,
I'll tell you what, though.
Know,
I'll tell you what.
It's not going well. I wish him the best.
It's got to the point where I'm almost like marking off the calendar with X's like a prisoner. We're just waiting for football to really start up here. Like, come on, chop, chop. Let's go. Let's get to the NFL time, please. Come on. Let's get there. Okay, we'll get to your calls here. We've got full phone lines. If someone drops off, you want to join us, 617-779-0985. We've got the Edelman stuff. We have NBA off-season talk. Hey, we'll even entertain some Halak talk if you want to do some Bruins
that
stuff
rhymes.
As well. Yes, Halak talk. Halak talk here on Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, scat singing. How about that? Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you're just getting into your car after a long day of work, you're not. Who are you kidding? No one's working today except us and other suckers. It's Jim Murray in the A-hole chair today alongside Sean Silver, who's pulling double duty. He's in the Maz chair and in my normal spot as well. And we'd like to hear from you at 617-779-0985. Kind of a buffet of topics today. Not really focusing on just one. We opened and talked a bit about the Julian Edelman suspension being upheld. Not much of a surprise there. A lot of NBA off-season stuff. Also, Tom Brady in his latest video. He out in Montana, where he was very close to a bear. John in Maine. Yeah, John in Maine with a thought. Go ahead, John. You're next here on Felger and Maz.
Hey, Big Jim. You're wonderful. I appreciate that show with you. Big Jim, the producer, I've known for a couple of years. And Sean, welcome. Listen,
thanks.
A half an hour ago, you had some idiot on the phone saying the black bear is a deadly bear and the brown bear is this. I was stationed in Kodiak Island for 4 years. That's the home of the grizzly bear.
And
the brown bear is not of the brown bear. The brown bear is a grizzly bear. The black bear you can trap. They go into dumpsters. They're in Maine. They come around the neighborhoods of Newton and Needham. Okay? They're not deadly. The brown bear is a deadly bear. Okay? This guy thinks that you can go up and pet it. You should stay away from the brown bear. I used to fish off of Kodiak Island on my days off from the Coast Guard, and we would bring halibut in, and the brown bears, grizzly bears, would be on the shore waiting for the catch. These guys are the ultimate predator aside from the lion. And I don't understand where this guy, he's hugging a tree if he thinks the black bear is a deadly bear. You should stay away from the grizzly bear. Way away from the grizzly bear.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. That's quite a lesson on bears there.
Yeah. Leave it to the Mainer to endorse his state mammal.
Right. Yes. I also know that brown bear is much like brown eggs. What's the old slogan that they used to have on that side? Brown eggs.
Of course, brown eggs are local eggs.
And local eggs are fresh. That's what it is. Thank you. Thank you, Jay Stu, back there. That fabulous impersonation.
Strike two.
Yeah, I would stay away from all of the bears. That I found that video a little bit alarming, at the risk of sounding like a bit of a kitty. That video that Brady put up while he's out in Montana, you know, granted, you're going to see bears out in Montana, but why even risk it by
poaching a bear?
Right, Tom.
Run.
No, don't run, because the bear is more apt to come chase you. You want to actually, from what I understand, you want to get in kind of a ball and not run at all. So if it does come over to you, it kind of bats you around and has some fun with you and doesn't try to bite you. But don't even risk it by pulling out the phone to video the bear. Like, what are you doing, dude? Just for likes? Just so you could say I was that close to a bear? Like, don't do it. Don't risk it at all.
You kind of wonder sometimes about Brady's, you know, social media personality. Like, is it someone in his camp who's doing this? I mean, a lot of this stuff is very, very detailed. But as far as the Instagram account, that's straight-up Brady stuff. He is curating the content.
I don't buy the theory that there's someone else running the Brady Instagram account. I think that's Tom Brady. And this came up because of last week and the hippos and the bottom feeding thing. Like, No, I think that was probably Tom Brady on the can, wasting time like we all do, commenting or liking on it. And, you know, many people follow Barstool. He sees that. He has a laugh. And he's like, oh, yep, I'm into that, too. I mean, have you seen his wife? Why wouldn't he be? Let's go to Dan and Holliston on this very thing. Brady and the Bears. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show. Yes, this whole Brady Bear thing. You guys mentioned a little while back Provincetown Bears. I had a quick story about them. My family always vacations down the Cape. And at one point, all the girls wanted to go shopping in P-Town, so we all went. And turns out, to our dismay, that it was actually Bear Weekend down there. And my brother and my dad are both big guys. So, you know, the whole weekend we were down there, there were very large P-Town Bears on roller skates wearing rainbow short shorts, heckling and whistling at my dad and my brother. We ended up having to cower in a bar. It was not the best time. This was about 5 years back, so it was kind of scarring as a young child. But, anyway, yeah, I mean, all bears are dangerous, and Brady...
Well, not the, I mean, yeah, all the animal bears, but the Provincetown Bears, I can tell you, from experience, they're a party. And I'll say, those dudes really own it. Like, as you say, a guy that size and that hairy, being that loose on roller skates, like, I don't know, you can't enjoy that.
You haven't been heckled for being handsome down in Provincetown, right. Then you ain't handsome.
Dave in North Attleboro on Brady and the Bears. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, what bear is best?
What bear is best?
Yeah, what bear is best?
Berenstein bears.
False. Black bears. Bears eat deets. Deets, bears, Battlestar Galactica. Thank you, The Office. You guys rock. Have a good weekend.
the reference goes completely over my head.
Dwight Schrute.
Oh, see, now this is... Now, if I haven't been bashed on the internet enough, here, I'll do it. Let me give you guys an easy softball right down the middle.
Uh-oh.
The U.S. office... stinks.
Okay.
The British office with David Brent, that's the real office.
But the British office, it lasted for a very short period of
that's
time.
That's all
the,
it should be.
The U.S. office.
Two seasons and a special.
On and on.
Yeah, because, of course, like most shows on American television, let's try to run this thing right into the ground and get the most out of it. Oh, the writers have stopped trying, or they've gone on strike, or they just don't give a rat's ass about this show anymore, and it's gotten stupid and convoluted. I've seen some of the episodes. It's fine. It doesn't hold a candle to the British office. Two seasons, one special for Christmas, in, out, hysterical, some of the best writing in television history. British office destroys American office. I'm right.
Of course. The office writers I went to high school with, Newton South, class of 99 for me. Different year for them.
Paul in Weymouth will continue on this Brady Instagram.
Mobile 2.
Yes, Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Murray. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
When last we spoke was during one of our snowstorms, and I called you about the what you would call the ew factor when Tom Brady was on the Stephen Colbert show.
Oh, yes, yeah, when he had the fake smile and he really came off as a weirdo.
I'm just calling now about the what the hell is the matter with you factor, Mr. Brady? My God, bears in the woods, they're wild, da-da-da-da. All your calls are saying all the right stuff. But my fear is this. You know, I put him in high esteem. Please don't go out looking like an idiot. Please don't go out of this town. You've given me so many thrills and so great, so many wonderful feelings about football and the Patriots and all this. And I go back to Babe Parilli for crying out loud. Please don't go out of town looking like an idiot. Enjoy Giselle, or Giselle, whatever her name is, and the Guppies, and have a nice life. But please get off of this in the wood stuff. I love your show, and I'm glad you're in that chair, and thank you for listening to me.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. Yeah, I just tend to think that most times, unless you retire... And it always hurts as a fan. Like, I was a Barry Sanders super fan, and to see Barry Sanders bow out earlier than later, like, that killed me. But in retrospect, like...
It always ends badly.
To maintain
it
your,
always ends badly.
Yeah, to maintain your legacy, you're probably better off cutting out earlier than later. So, look, I would love for this to wrap up with one more Super Bowl. I mean, you had your chance! One more Super Bowl, and you walk it when you walk away... And maybe they have one more shot here, but I feel like that was it in February against the Eagles. But be that as it may, maybe, you know, considering he is the reigning MVP, still playing at a high level, still got Belichick here, blah, 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 you still have a good chance at it. But I think more often than not, especially in the NFL, you hang around too long? Oh, man, it looks like you hung around too long. I always remember the, and Sean, you're younger than me, but I feel like, you know, you would remember this, because you're in your 30s, I mean, do you remember Dan Marino's last game, the playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars in 99? I think it was 62-7 or something like that. Like, or even Brett Favre's last year in the with the Vikings after he took a beating. Hell, he got knocked out here. I was there. I cheered. I laughed. Favre gets knocked out of the game. Like, you don't want to hang around too long. Like, that's the fear. Or either that, or he's posting an Instagram posting he gets mauled by a bear. At least that'd be a hell of a story. Like Tom Brady coming off MVP season.
Oh, always ends badly.
Always ends badly. Mauled by a bear out in Montana.
And not Urlacher.
Right. Yeah, Deacon him out of his shoes. What was that, 2005 that happened? That's that famous clip.
Yep.
All right. Well, Sean Silver here is going to get you caught up with the Hub headlines. As I said, everything kind of on the table today. Loose show. Brady Bear talk. We got Jimmy Doo and Joe Castiglione. Hopefully that will continue for the remainder of the show in the Baseball Reporters. NBA
Sean Silver goes,
stuff.
Why is it always low ball, too?
Because it's always low ball, too. Try the new peaches. Peaches on sale at Shaw's. Low
fresh
ball
from
too.
Guatemala.
Have you avocados from Peru.
Of course, the store manager's best friend of mine. Low ball, too.
I heard you the other night with your rat reference. Not Stephen Pierce from the band Rat, known for their 1983 hit Round and Round. You might have heard of it. Low ball three.
Also featured prominently in the movie The Wrestler. So any of this and everything on the table here in the remaining time here on Filger and Maz. I stand by it. I make no apologies for it. If you've seen it, you know I'm right. That UK office destroys the U.S. office. Oh, nothing even comes close. When he comes in, David Brent comes in with the leather coat and he says it's like Sergio Targini or whatever. Like, that David Brent character is one of the greatest characters in television history. But I know, of course, the hipster likes the English show. Yeah, go watch your shows and drink coffee in Brookline, Mario.
This personally offends me.
I've heard it. Oh, it offends everybody. Because I understand people love the U.S. office. I get it. It's a good show. It's wildly overrated when you compare it to the U.K. office. That U.K. office is... It's perfection. U.S. office, please. All right, Silver, Hub headlines, then back to you, 617-779-0985. If you want to call in and yell at me about that, have at it. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, a sports hub.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a... gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, just about 20 minutes to go. Felger and Maz here. Jim Murray and Sean Silver in for the guys today. And then we'll be filling in on the baseball reporters tonight as well. We didn't really touch much on the Red Sox, trying to basically save that for the hour of the baseball reporters coming up at 6 o'clock here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And in the meantime, we'll run through more of these phone calls. Seems we've ignited them with this Tom Brady and the Bear posting that he had on Instagram over the last 24 to 48 hours, in which he's out in Montana, very close to a bear, dangerously close, in my opinion. Bears.
There's a bear.
Yeah, Tom.
Run.
Carnivores, they should be left alone. I'm a big proponent of, animals over people. I feel like Brady is attempting fate here. It's not like he was trying to poke the bear or throw rocks at it or, you know, make the thing angry or whatever, but I don't know, Tom. Like, I'm a firm believer that animals, especially wild animals, they're not here for our entertainment. You didn't need to pull out the phone. You're tempting fate. Sure, you're fine. You didn't get mauled by the bear, but just let him be free. Let the animals be there.
Don't poke the bear.
Exactly. Yeah, leave him the hell alone. I am anti-zoo. I am certain... very much anti-circus. Low point in my career. This is how much... But this will prove what a sellout I am, though, too, because I wanted to keep the job. Radio jobs, far and few between. Don't want to have to go back waiting tables. But in my last stint in music radio before coming back here, Sean, working basically like Top 40, you know, so it's like a mom station, and part of working at a mom station is you have to work many events that you are just, you know, you lose your soul working them.
Oh.
One of which was emceeing... The circus was in town at the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and I was forced to do this against my will because I hate circuses. All I want at the circuses are for the elephants to break free and run away. Awful.
That's tough.
But I had to
That's
go there.
Real tough.
Yeah. No. So,
because I mean, on its face, I could see, you know, Jim Murray as a carnival barker. Come one, come all.
Right.
Yeah. No, but
no, Stampy.
When you're doing it against your will, that is just—it's very depressing. And
yeah, I mean, and that's on them too. Should I be the one to get in front of the children and everybody else at the circus? Yeah, hey, welcome everybody. Here's all these poor animals being held against their will for your entertainment, you idiots. Oh, yeah. You enjoying the overpriced popcorn, are you? Good. So, lesson learned there. They didn't want me hosting that thing anymore. I didn't really say that, but I was definitely miserable, and I looked it while doing it. They didn't want me doing that anymore, and I didn't want to have to either. But I had to swallow my pride and be a sellout and do it in the first place because I didn't want to lose my job. Because ultimately, the job is the most important thing. See? On the one end, sellout. The other end, Sean, see, I'm a model employee. I do what I'm told.
Sounds like the sales team just canceled the Big Apple Circus off their list of potential buys.
We should get more dunks, though. Marshall Hook bringing in these donut fries.
Marshall Hook, by the way, amazing. Coming off the disabled list with a smile on his face.
Coming in hot.
What a great guy.
All right, let's run through these calls here. Jim in Rockland on Brady and the Bears. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
I just want to congratulate. I really appreciate your humor and everything. You add so much to the show. It's unbelievable. I have a great time listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
I have a granddaughter who's a state a park ranger in Glacier National Park in Montana. And she has sent me pictures of these bears. You don't want to mess with these things, man, you know? And she had one. Yeah, and they're trained, you know, how to, they got bear spray, this stuff and the other stuff. But they had a bear go where they were doing work on some road or out there on some path. And a bear followed them home and crashed their tent and destroyed the thing. Thank God she didn't get hurt, you know.
Yeah.
But Brady, you know, I've lost so much faith in that dude. He don't show me anything anymore. I think he's gone over the edge believing his own press work, you know. But I just want to let you know that I'm with you. I'm against circuses and anything. Let the animals be the animals, you know, and don't go near the bears.
Thanks, Jim. Look, Brady off the field, he's become more of an unrelatable weirdo by the day. But Brady on the field, he's still everything that I ever wanted to root for as a sports fan in my life, especially as a Patriots fan. The guy's a gift. Yeah, Sean.
I just put the pieces together.
Hmm?
Remember Ray Lewis with the deer antler spray?
Yes.
Edelman, bear spray.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
I hadn't heard about the bear spray until Jim just informed us about
performance
that.
Performance
enhancer. Chris in the car on replacing Julian Edelman during those first four games as his suspension's been upheld. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. I love the show. Jim, I'm actually sitting in traffic right now driving home from work, so I'm one of the select few.
Where's traffic? Why is there even traffic on the 5th of July? Where are you at?
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I'm on Route 3. It looks like it's moving up a little bit, so we'll be good. But anyway, what do you guys think about Jordan Matthews having an expanding role? He's kind of a guy that flew under the radar. I keep forgetting that they even signed him. But with Edelman's absence, I think he has a real opportunity here. I'll hang up, let you guys discuss.
So, Chris, I like this one, too. And he was real good with the Eagles in
Absolutely.
The slot. And I forget who had it, but there's some stat about Jordan Matthews and how, at least statistically, I think it was in a 2-year period, he had the most yards or yards per yards after catch out of the slot for like a couple of seasons there under Chip Kelly. So he was, you know, he had some productive seasons with the Eagles. Maybe he can get that again. It was an injury plagued year last year with the Bills. You have suck quarterbacks there like Tyrod Taylor, you know, attempting to throw the ball to him. Who was the other guy? Peterman? Who was the Nathan Peterman? Like, you know, so maybe that contributed to his down year last year. But Matthews, in terms of it was a low-risk, high-reward type of move, I think you could see him pop for the Patriots this year as long as he's healthy and the knee stays stable for him.
I'd like to see that, too. 16 touchdowns his first couple of years in the league. Was definitely active in that offense. You think about that offense and how that functioned and how the Patriots offense functions.
Kind of the same.
Stands to reason that he could be good here.
And let's go to Tyler in Rhode Island with a Celtics thought. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So, do you think Kyrie really thinks he can win when he's not on the Celtics? And especially with the dumpster fire organization, the Knicks. Does he really think he's going to leave and win? Like, come on. The only opportunity he's going to have is if he goes to the Warriors or to the Lakers. If he leaves the Celtics, I think it's a bonehead move.
Yeah, Tyler, I'm with you on that. And this is why I wanted to be consistent, because I ripped Kawhi Leonard earlier today based on the comment that Sham Sharania of Yahoo Sports said on with Colin Cowherd on his show within the last couple of days that, okay, Kawhi wants to go to L.A., but not the Lakers. He wants to go to the Clippers. The Clippers, as irrelevant and loser a franchise as there is in the league and in all of sports. Like, dude, that's not about winning for you. That's about, yeah, you want to go home to Los Angeles, and you want to have more access to media opportunities in Los Angeles, but you're not going there to win. The Clippers? please. You're better off. Like, you're better off staying with the Spurs. At least that's ultimately a winning organization. You won a title with them. To go to the Clippers, that's just such a gutless move if he wants to really do that. And I kind of feel the same way about Kyrie. If he wants to go to the Knicks, you know, if he's able to put together like a big three of him and Jimmy Butler, and you also have Porzingis there, okay, you have a good big three, you have a core at least to build around, but you're not going to go there and win automatically or have the opportunity you would have to win here with the Celtics and these young players like Brown and Tatum going forward for the next 5 or 6 years. I would also have to say it's a bit of a loser move on Kyrie's behalf if he wants to go to the Knicks, which is also one of the loser franchises in the NBA like the Clippers are.
Well, there's also that whole tantalizing thing of bringing the Knicks back to prominence, which was, you know, what we were advertised with Carmelo Anthony. He was going to bring the Knicks, him and Stoudemire and Jeremy Lin, surprisingly, were going to bring the Knicks back to prominence.
You know what?
Didn't happen.
I was just trying to think, not to cut you off, but that's the last time that team, and Porzingis has been a joy to watch, but really, like, you know, they haven't really done anything. They haven't done anything since he got drafted. The last time the Knicks have truly been relevant was that ass end of 2011 when Jeremy Lin went off for like a month and a half. That's it.
Well, we, you know, it's easy to overlook, but they did beat the Celtics in the playoffs in 2013 as well. And they had a pretty good team that year, but they weren't getting out of the East. I mean, the times that the Knicks have been relevant, even over the last couple of decades, I think, you know, since they had that team in the late 90s, that was just, brutal to watch. But, you know, was successful record-wise and made an appearance in the finals as an 8 seed in 99, the strike year or lockout year. Yeah, Jim, it's few and far between.
Let's go to Alex in the car on Tom Brady and this bear video. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I wasn't going to call, but I heard that guy say the thing about brown bears being like the raccoons of the bear. And I had to call in. It's absolutely ridiculous. The guy who called in a few minutes ago talking about bear spray, I've actually been hiking in Glacier National Park in Montana, and they make you carry this can of bear mace for grizzly bears.
For real?
Yes. It sprays 30 feet, and they make you carry it on certain trails because bears are so prevalent. And they're only grizzly bears. There's no brown, black bears. And that's the ones that they're worried about. It's absolutely insane. And also, has Tom Brady ever seen himself run? I mean, he said run in the video. He's not getting away from a bear. I mean, it's out of control.
No, it's a good point. Yeah, that's not one of his better attributes, is running. Joe and BU, appreciate as long as you've been hanging here. Finally getting to you, so you got a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you. So, first of all, I want to say, Kyrie Irving, there's no reason why he should leave, but the guy seems like a nut. From the flat earth thing to wanting to be different, I always go back to the Jackie McMullen piece she wrote back in January of how he likes to make inexplicable changes and face new challenges. So that's one thing that scares me about him. And then two on Boogie Cousins. Jimmy, you must love this move. He did it out of pure spite. You don't want to sign me? You don't want 25 and 13 because you think I'm done, I'm washed, and I have a bad attitude? Well, I'm going to sign with the best team for $5 million.
I did, and I forget which NBA writer tweeted it, but the night that it happened, he referred to it as the league's first spite-level exception, in that, like, you know, he didn't get a max deal, it didn't seem like there was much interest, so screw it, I'll go to the best team that has the best team that's already constructed, and I basically guarantee myself a ring. You still there, Joe? Oh, I told you I'd give you a couple of minutes. Dude waited online for like 2 hours, but all right, that's enough. Mike and Lynn, sounds dirty, but it's not, with a thought on Tom Brady and the Bears. Go ahead.
Thanks. By the way, I'm from Melrose.
Oh, shout out 02176. What's up?
That's right. Number one, this Brady thing, the Bear was further away than you think. That was probably an 800-pound bear. And he had his ass to Brady, and he looked back, but then he was like, yeah, whatever. And if Brady couldn't have run away from him, he deserves to die.
And that's a perfect call to end the calls here.
Survival of the fittest.
Darwinism, yes.
Natural selection.
If Brady ended up getting eaten by the bear because he wanted to just post the video for likes. Well, I think we're going to do the final word. Is that correct, Jimmy? I don't know what we really have.
That is correct. I have pulled some, quote, best of stuff from this date in the past few years.
All right, so a best of final word coming up here. So we'll have some old school Squeaky Maz and Mad Mike for you here as we wrap up.
I don't know necessarily that it's that.
Oh, Okay, well, a mystery coming up in the final word as we wrap up Felger and Mass. Next, here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, so we're going to get to the final word today. Jim, I think you have something to say, though, right?
Well, who's sponsoring the final word? Well, Read that first.
The final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. You might have heard of them.
Yes.
There's only one place to go.
Where would that be?
For the best deal on tires. It is Town Fair Tire. They have the best prices. They have great free services. And nobody beats them, Jim. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right. Well done.
All right. So before we get into a best of here in the final word, want to remind you again about the 2018 Sports Hub Blood Drive, the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive happening Saturday, July 14th. You can donate from 10 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon at the Best Western in Woburn.
All right.
It's going to be raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins are welcome. You can actually schedule an appointment, and I would recommend you do that. You can just go to redcrossblood.org. It's the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive happening Saturday, July 14th from 10 to 3:30 in the afternoon, again, at the Best Western in Woburn.
All right, so now that we've informed everybody of their public duty, we'll get to the meat of the final word here. We got some classics, as Jimmy described them. I've listened back to them. You know, just some bickering, but also a little treat for you coming up. So Mike, Tony, you know, doing their thing.
They don't have a real identity. They don't have who do you look at and say, that guy I connect with?
I don't think they're...
Who?
I don't think that's it, Maz.
Oh, I think it's part of it.
If this were a different day and age, Andrew Benintendi would be Fred Lynn.
Yeah, but he's only 3 months in. Fred Lynn wasn't Fred Lynn at the very beginning.
I thought he was Rookie of the Year.
He was, but again, by the end of the season, he became Fred Lynn. And I think it takes longer than that. Listen, I'm not disputing the game part of it. Some of it is the game part of it. If David Ortiz were here, would the ratings be down 20%?
They'd still have the same problem.
Mike, they don't have a dominating personality.
Not the issue.
It's part of it.
Not the issue.
It's part of it.
Nope.
It's part of it.
Nick, I left out the one paragraph.
You're trying to oversimplify it. The game is part of it. It is part of it. But you're trying to oversimplify it. If David Ortiz were here, the ratings wouldn't be down 20%.
No, they'd be down 10 to 15.
I'm not sure they'd be down at all. I bet you they'd be the same. The last week has been entertaining. There was some good stuff in there in the last week.
Sure. I just don't see it changing. They take all those pitches. Every bat's a World War III. Every at-bat's a grind. I mean, you've talked about the first pitch numbers. They never swing at the first pitch.
No, they never do.
Every game, I mean, every at-bat, I try and watch.
No, I just think you're oversimplifying it.
As usual.
Yeah. Because you hate baseball.
I'm just telling you, I've grown to.
You hated it before.
No.
Oh, you've always hated baseball, please.
Not true at all.
Yes, it is.
The games
you've hated baseball. You hate baseball.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You hate baseball. You hate the sport, which is fine. That's okay. It's no problem. But it's an oversimplification of what's going on with them right now.
The games are impossible to watch. I don't hate the sport. I don't. I never did.
You know, I generally agree with Mike there on that one. So do make sure you stay tuned for me hosting the baseball reporters. Coming up in minutes here on 98.5 of Sports Hub. Boy,
so, ringing endorsement.
You look at that schedule coming up for the Red Sox. I don't know how I'm going to do it. What else we got there, Sean?
So we gave you some Mike and Tony just in case you missed them today. We also got a little something from you, Mr. Murray.
Oh!
Yeah, so let's play it.
What NBA fan base embarrassed... Oh, were they crying in Utah?
No, they were burning jerseys in Utah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Celtics fans spending the whole day on Twitter refreshing rather than enjoying the 4th of July. But that's just me.
Angry people in Utah? Well, that doesn't sound right.
Announce it! Announce it! Enjoy the day, you dummies.
I'm sorry, Mark. Fill me in. What was going on yesterday on Twitter?
Oh, just everyone on my Twitter feed. Announce it! Are they going to announce it? 4th of July. Maybe the best holiday on the calendar in a beautiful weather. Where's the announcement? The Celtics going to make the move? I can't even enjoy my barbecue. Go eat. Hang with your friends and family and get hammered, you idiots. You knew he was coming here. You just get the news when it drops. And it dropped at night. Y'all happy now? You're still not winning the title. Well, I was right about all of that, as it turns out. That's me on the Gordon Hayward signing, which was 1 year ago today, or yesterday, rather. Oh, I forgot about that.
The problem is some of us had to sit in front of a television because, God forbid, we didn't have the breaking news sound for when it happened.
Man, I tell you, and this is, I've heard Maz and Mike say this before. Sometimes you listen back to yourself and, ooh, like it's tough to look at yourself in the mirror afterwards. Like, I hear that, and I almost cringe. Like, man, I am a dink.
Yeah, but you were right, and so that makes it
right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's okay. I'll give myself the old pat on the back. Who was that jobber wrestler that used to do that?
Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz.
The old Barry Horowitz pat on the back. All right, well, that will do it for Felger and Maz today. I'll be back in this spot tomorrow with Chris Gasper.
Murray, we have one more piece of sound if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, please. Let's do it.
Very interested in this one, so here we go.
Because they think there's the upside for the big boom and the big bright lights in the sky. That's the upside. That's the best case scenario. It goes off without a hitch. You get to see a nice big firework in the sky. The downside is maybe you blow off your hand, or maybe there's nerve damage or you lose a finger. And I have not really been a firework guy, Big Jim. If that's what you like, then fine, good for you. But you have to understand that every time you light those things off, you could be in the same position that Jason Pierre-Paul is going
to
be in.
I don't know. It just seems dangerous to me. That'll make me sound like a wimp, but tough. I never liked them. I can't stand fireworks. They're not a good time. They're a complete waste of money. The place I was at in Winnipesaukee over the last few days, right? A guy next door, my buddy's friend, he's like, "Oh, he spent $1,200 on fireworks. We should go over there." You spent $1,200
right.
on fireworks.
What are you
Fine.
Doing?
Hey, good for that business that you bought them all from. But you're an idiot. No one wants to see them. You're annoying everybody else. They're not a good time. And whatever ends up happening with them, you bring it on yourself. You reap what you sow when you buy fireworks like that and things go wrong. You just do. Leave it to the professionals. Have a handler. Like, hire a fireworks handler
right.
for the night.
Have somebody else light them off.
Yeah. What are you doing?
A sacrificial lamb.
Are you kidding
me?
And now we're talking. It's not like he's a bum either. This is one of the better defensive ends in the National Football League. And he felt the need to, 4th of July, let me spend my money on this junk and handle it. Boom. And then now he may lose a hand. He's still in the hospital. It ain't worth it. It's never worth it with fireworks. Ever.
Would
ever.
You?
Yeah, I stand by that too. But man, listening back to that, boy, what an a-hole. All right, Jimmy, good pull on some of those. Man, tough to look at yourself in the mirror after you hear some of that old sound. I'm sure a year from today. I will maybe hear back my whole rant about the Japanese fans cleaning up the stadium in Russia, being all kind and polite after they watch their team lose in the worst way possible to Belgium.
Did we ever find out if they recycle or if they just use one big bag?
We didn't.
Silver, Google it now.
Yeah, Google it. Find out. That will wrap up Felger and Maz for today. I'll be in tomorrow in this same spot in the A-hole chair with Chris Gasper on an agenda-free Friday.
Yes, they did recycle.
Silver, you in on headlines tomorrow?
Back with you tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. All right, so Sean Silver alongside again tomorrow and the same crew. So hope to talk to you at 2 p.m.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.